Proclamation number 8008, dated the October 1st, 1961. Every soul is an original spirit. You should pay attention to my voice when it speaks to you, for my spirit will guide you into truth. If you want to be instructed of the truth, then you can only receive it from me myself, the eternal truth itself. When I once externalized the beings of my love, every being was a self-aware spirit which had a most intimate relationship with me and was constantly permeated by my love. The permeation of love placed the being into a state of brightest realization. It was illuminated. It recognized me myself and everything that surrounded it. Every being was an immeasurably happy godlike spirit. And yet, for reasons which have been explained to you many times already, countless beings fell away from me while many others remained with me. The former lost their light, whereas the latter kept their immense abundance of light and did not follow my adversary, the first fallen original spirit, into the abyss. And with these remaining original spirits I create and work in infinity. But you humans are also aware of the fact that I set myself the goal for the deification of all created spiritual beings and that this deification has to be accomplished by the being's own free will. You know why the beings had once fallen, and you also received the information of my eternal plan of salvation which pursues the return of all fallen spirits and which will certainly be achieved one day. You are aware of the fact that childship to God is the highest goal and that, according to my plan of eternity, all beings, which live on earth as humans, are able to achieve childship to God, if their free will seriously strives for it. Then every once fallen being will have attained the highest degree of bliss, it will have become my image, it will be able to create and work entirely of its own free will and, yet, it will be completely the same as my will, it will no longer be determined by me, yet my child will have completely acquired my will and will therefore be inconceivably happy. And this exceedingly high degree of bliss is also desired by my remaining spiritual beings, for although they are in direct contact with me, although they are constantly permeated by my strength of love, they are still created beings according to my will which cannot but think and act according to my will, which are more or less only ever implementers of my will. Making this difference clear to you humans requires a high degree of maturity which you do not possess as yet, so in view of your limited thinking I can only explain to you such things which your intellect is able to grasp. Precisely because you lost this profound realization about all correlations in the spiritual kingdom as a result of your fall into the abyss and have not yet attained the final realization on earth. Nevertheless, it suffices you to know that the beings which remained with me will also take the path across earth one day in order to attain childship to God, which will immeasurably augment their beatitude. This path across earth therefore requires a life in the flesh, the existence as a human being, just like the once fallen spiritual beings must do in order to pass their test of will. Consequently, a spirit of light wishing to embody itself on earth will also choose an earthly body for its abode whose spiritual substances have already attained a certain degree of maturity so that a spirit of light can occupy it, that it will animate the dead external form, the human body, and start its path across earth in it. This spirit of light is therefore the spiritual strength which is to flow into a human body, which is born into the world as a human being and which can only live when this spiritual strength, the soul, the divine breath, is breathed into this external form by my all-embracing fatherly love, which has set itself the goal of deifying all its created beings into children. So this angel spirit animates the human being as a soul, and since the body is substances, although more clarified than those of most people, are still immature, since they, in my adversary's world, are also exposed to his influences, and since the angel spirit is to fulfill a spiritual task on earth as well and is also usually unaware of its origin, the soul, its real self, must resist all temptations which confront it from outside. It must fight against all instincts which still adhere to the body, because the latter had passed through all works of creation, and as a human must often travel an extremely difficult path of life during which his free will must not fail, where he will always have to take refuge in me as his father so as not to lose the strength he needs on earth. For as an angel spirit he had voluntarily given up his abundance of light and strength when he started the process across earth. Nevertheless, the bond with me is very strong because such a person is permeated by unusually ardent love which is the most reliable guarantee that he will reach his goal on earth, that he will return to me as my child because this was his greatest desire while he was in my kingdom. Hence every spirit of light will always go through the same process. It will always, as a soul, enter an earthly material form which will exert a more or less strong influence due to its multifarious composition and which will present many tasks to the soul. For this external form will always have passed through earthly matter, unless, due to previous unusual influences having clarified its substances already, it can very quickly follow the requirements of my divine spiritual spark which, in the embodied beings of light glows especially brightly and can achieve a complete spiritualization of all substances faster. And so the soul of Jesus was also a most elevated spirit of light. He, too, entered an earthly material external form and gave life to this form when he, as a soul, took possession of the external cover, when he was born on earth. The vessel which gave birth to him was pure and immaculate. His conception was not a low act of the senses. Even so, his body was the same as every other human body because he was meant to accomplish the work of spiritualization as an example which should and can be emulated by all people. His soul, even though it came from above, was also harassed by immature spirits which he was not allowed to shake off but which, by virtue of his love, he had to spiritualize as well, which required tremendous work on himself and such work must likewise be carried out by every angel spirit in earthly life, because the process through the abyss also means the conquering of everything that belongs to the abyss and afflicts these people. Their great love, however, accomplishes this work with perseverance and patience. Unusually they succeed in spiritualizing body and soul, that is, to also redeem the still unspiritual substances which join the soul, to establish complete order in themselves while at the same time fulfilling an exalted mission they voluntarily offer to do. Amen.